I want to talk about a provincial story from this week and something that I think we both have a bit of an opinion on. The NDP government banning an organization called Rebel Media from all of their press conferences, saying they're not real journalists, which, you know, an argument could be made for that. Rebel Media is very right wing. They spin the truth however they want, all led by a rabble rouser, Ezra Levant, who I don't want to say too many bad things about because he might sue me.
I wouldn't throw the term journalism around anywhere near Ezra Levant.
Okay.
He has admitted himself that he's not a journalist.
And that was the argument that the NDP government used to say, well, if you're not a journalist, you can't come to our press conferences. And that's where things get a little bit muddy because, you know, what is a journalist? Who is invited? Bloggers, media outlets?
I am on both sides of it. I don't think that it's up to the politicians, the people in power, to determine who's a journalist based on if they like their coverage. However, Rebel Media and Ezra Levant is not covering the NDP government. It is sabotaging and purposely trying to bring down the NDP government because they don't like them.
Fair enough.
It's not journalism.
But banning them gives them a cause. The big, bad NDP government has banned us. It's turned Ezra Levant into a martyr, which is probably exactly what he wanted.
Well, yeah. You know what? Someone in that room hopefully stood up and said, this is a really bad idea. The minute you do this, you give him a pulpit to get up on and claim that he's being persecuted.
Yeah.
And you saw the media result. You know, Sun Media had a headline, Alberta government muzzling journalists. And it's like,
geez.
Well, we're in this weird world where we have people online who have websites, who have blogs, who cover politics, but they cover it from their own perspective.
Sure.
That doesn't necessarily make them journalists per se in the traditional sense.
At the same time, some of the mainstream outlets, you could say that there's a perceived slant there as well based on, you know, editorial decisions from on high. So, I mean, they're covering it from their own perspective in some regards as well.
My rule of thumb is the more you try and control journalists that are covering what you do, the less control you will have.
Yeah.
The fact that they're going to look at it again.
They have reversed the decision with pending review, I think.
Yeah. So, I mean, I like it when government says maybe this wasn't the right thing to do.
Yeah.
But that should have been caught before.
The damage has already been done.
The damage
is
done.
I think, you know, the NDP government is very new. A lot of rookie ministers and that sort of thing. And I think some of the criticism that's leveled against them is unfair and unjustified due to the present economic climate and things out of their control. But in this instance, I would say rookie mistake.